to all of you who have given me a listening ears here on Survivor's Corner. Just continue to survive. And remember, take it easy on the road, please, and thank you. Because accident, you know, next to neglect is one of our leading cause of loss of life here in the northern part we call Canada. So when you're going out there, massive, don't snob at somebody, because you never know what they are going through. So they could just flake out. You know, like how cornflakes shrivel up when you turn milk in it, when you chew milk in it? Yeah, people tend to shrivel up sometimes. So not because your willpower is stronger than others. Remember to love others as though you love yourself. Thank you all for being here. Until next time. Morning detour. Just take the sitting away, right?
Tell me that it's going away. I would never put a hole in the way, but I will put a phone away just to see a nigga blow him away. You know what it is, you know it's okay. Shoot a nigga, then I throw it away. Bust down, bust down, bust down. My whole team is touchdown. CC Wilder touchdown. Hey, fix your face, you might get a bitch. ends. Ay, just don't my girl, I'm fucking all her friends. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor and seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor and ballin', yeah. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She said she wanted a taste. Fuck it, I nut in the face. Say she 21, just like Blackjack. Fuck it, I give her some ace. Big boy, Maybach. They gotta give me some space. Rose got rich and Millie. Nigga, I'm poppin' like Willie, yeah. Put to the nuts out of Philly, yeah. Only way stop me, kill me, yeah. Countin' them bands all day. We on that jet to Dubai and we on them sands all day, yeah. Tellin' them bad bitches, yeah. Come with the savages, yeah. I'm on some lavish, yeah. Go ahead, the bag is 10K. I'm on my grind, shit, I wanna sign. For bad bitches, two at a time. I'm in the newest design, don't worry about me, I've been doing just fine. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands.
This morning, Montreal, my city. The morning detour. We're doing the Black Mermaid this morning. Everybody's mad. I'm about to go over to Pixar. Me and Lambo's gonna come out with our own cartoon. The Moon Chaser and the Lambo. It's gonna be better than cars. We have the only eco-friendly Lamborghini Porsche. I see you. We'll take all donations and sponsorship. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Montreal, my city. Good morning. You know how we do things. DJ Maddie, let's bring them in. Let's go. There's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs. Morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning detour show.
Hey, all this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah.
Said he wanted a taste. Fuck it, I nut in the face. Say she 21, just like Blackjack. Fuck it, I give her some ace. Big boy, Maybach. They gotta give me some space. Rose got rich and Millie. Nigga, I'm poppin' like Willie, yeah. Put to the nuts out of Philly, yeah. Only way stop me, kill me, yeah. Countin' them bands all day. We on that jet to Dubai and we on them sands all day, yeah. Tellin' them bad bitches, yeah. Come with the savages, yeah. I'm on some lavish, yeah. Go ahead, the bag is 10K. I'm on my grind, shit, I wanna sign. For bad bitches, two at a time. I'm in the newest design. Don't worry about me, I've been doing just fine.
All this money on me, hard to understand. We do the floor seats, not the stands. She gon' bust it for a rubber band, oh yeah. She gon' bust it for a rubber band,
oh. I'm a street nigga that got rich. I make curves off a brick. See a hoe and hit the curb. What's the word? My name's Swerve. Weed and crack I used to serve. Not like rappers cause they nerds. My bitch snapping, need a purse. Give a rack, she on my nerves. Get it back, I hit the stoop. In traffic with the crew. Keep my savage in the coupe. Two ratchets with a stoop. I'm in stacks, it's been a stack. Got patent on my shoes. Ain't nothing happening in the rack. The caddy bulletproof. Draco hacking him like Shaq. We whacked him cause he lacked. Bad bitch all on my lap. Speak Latin and she act. Beat and crashed it off the yak. Took traction off the track. Being broke, that shit was whack. Ain't never going back.
Blue stacked on blues. Money went in my veins. Chocolate face in the present. could've bought a pain. Busted down, got rocks on us. Drug trafficking fit. Yes. Cooking dope with a mask on. Cold hearted, I tax on. Swerve out and just wet. Give a bitch away, ain't less on. Put a bag on your block door. Coach stash to the mobile phone. Burn the cash off a mobile phone. Drive past, not dope. Buy the bag and take the cold. Wet niggas, cost you no skirt. 50,000 in the barrel, barrel stone. Gave it all to the savage. Tiptoeing on the mother floor like a ballerina and she nasty. I'm snatching motors out in traffic. I'm sniping bitches like a sassy. A freak bitch and sassy. I just read up G-Wagon. Put a meal ticket on the tragedy. Put gold veneers on my cabinet. I be balling on them like an athlete. Gotta squeeze a clip for my integrity.
AK's right next to me. The whole gang off ecstasy. Your hoes changing me sexually. A lot of gold chains, blue checks me. I'm a renegade, ain't no checking me. And everybody in the rack know I've been fucked all the rack hoes. Left the club in the black rose. A nigga tweet get blammed up. We done closed all the back doors. G-Wagon, a lamb truck. Swerve already got those.
Yeah.
Baby, go. You putting no work, but you claiming you bossed up. Yeah. See, I'm from the jungle, cut it in the field, but I promise I never been crossed up. No, my hunters is blue like we all cuz. Ain't no smoke when they see me, it's all suck. If I get you never guy from the other side of it, something we all stuck. In gango, moving like Jagger. Here, boom, but the door right after. 1-2 boom, and my Udo gon' flash ya. Thought you was tough because you came a rap away. Put that kid on the plasma. If I don't got it, buddy, put the back up. Probably some diamonds picking on Alaska. Hit you like luggage, but you getting packed up. Listen, I'm that shorty that be in the trenches, but still making 20 a day. If you ain't know, it's opposition K. Think fast, don't bread and get up on my face. Shut out the east where you find me. Used to live in the flossy and good in the 90s. Look a little baby go shining. Had the ice out the Cardi, I'm always on timing. Heard your little song, that's cute. That's cute. Jumping up and no diss, let me see what that do. You the hottest in the what? That's cool. No cap. Good, I told you who the top young devin, that's who. Big deal, when I step in that room. Everybody talk hot to this clip crack boom. Playing with the guys, it's a real bad move. And it's always on my side like a hip tattoo. Woo. See, I'm a pretty face, but get ugly. I got a little waist, but don't touch me. Baby, just kick a bank like it's rugby. I was be diving cables. This girl is on fire. Shorty was all on my page, inspired. There's really nothing you can say when you hide. No cash, I make them moody. None of them can't pursue me. Look at my bop, look at my ops. Really can make them groupies. They wanna spin, tragic. He was seen, I ain't gone, magic. Baby, I'm from a different fabric. When a diss gotta catch me in traffic. Cause I'm outside today. I do not ride away. They told me I wasn't gonna step, but I'm outside today. I'm outside today. I do not ride away. They told me I wasn't gonna step, but I'm outside.
Said it, turn my body on, close my eyes and I go to a higher form. Say we ain't drunk, you think it's you lying on. You think dying for, I got a new gun, I gotta try it on. Caught a new charge for a firearm, if you want a gun, I gon' buy it for him. I know I look good, but don't touch me. I had to cut her off, she's too fussy. She give me sloppy toppy, it get yucky. Every time she see me, she wanna haunt me. I tell her no,
I tell her no.
Tell the promoters I need 100 to show. You can wire me 100 before and 100 on scene when I walk in the door. I'm always on time when I step for the bridge, got 100 to change, it's regular me. Tell should we start wetting his teeth? He don't know how to drill. He's just wetting his feet. But he finished the job.
Look, he finished the job. Look.
I love my demons and I get him involved. He grabs a gun and he's getting caught. He walking up, now he ain't here for fall. Shoot up with me when I sit at the bar. Gotta mention the hits when you mention the squad. I say a prayer before I send the guard. We on a mission, look. We on a mission. Keep being with me, no split. If I pay him the money, he hit.
Cause I make them moody. None of them can't pursue me. Look at my bop. Look at my ops. Really can make them groupies. They wanna spin. Tragic. Never seen, I ain't gone. Magic. Baby, I'm from a different fabric. When a diss gotta catch me in traffic. Cause I'm outside today. I do not ride away. They told me I wasn't gonna step, but I'm outside today. I'm outside today. I do not ride away. They told me I wasn't gonna step, but I'm outside. But I'm outside.
Hey. Live from the Mitch. Yeah. The HK bustin' like an AK for real. This year tough, I'm tryna stay sane for real. These girls comin' with the same, same for real.
For real.
Competition week and I play games for real. All I ever knew was live it up. Me and all the dolls on the clock right now, girl, shine up. Tryna find balance, tryna find balance. Split it up to love you right, I gotta give it up.
Again, don't get you mad again. Booty so big that they think you're East African. You get so loose in my room, I don't know what's.
It's only been 14 days, and already a dog the way you are to me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wanna ignite, take it slow, 'cause I know where this can go.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. 7:14 in the morning. Welcome to the Morning Detour, the best urban morning show in the country. For the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. All kind of technical difficulties online this morning. You can't split none.
Nope.
It's too much juice when you're on the iRig, man. Too much madness. Now, I'm really excited this morning. I want to get into the Black Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just announced, too, her is going to play some stuff as well, too. So, yo, Disney's changing over some leaf. Before we get into that, this is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. We're coming to you live on Twitch, on YouTube, Detour 514. Make sure you follow us on social media, Detour 514. Coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sneakers and clothing. They got bikes and everything's moving here. I'm alongside my co-host. She's the Nigerian princess. She's the featured presentation. We have Lambo in here. I think your mic is on, so you good.
Morning, everybody. a morning.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? We're going to push through it. Great slew of guests this morning. We have Susie Q. She's coming in. She's going to be celebrating next month. Her 10th year, part of that CIBC, a Run for Cure,
nice.
About cancer. We'll talk about cancer a little bit because it's affecting Black women differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're having a problem really collecting the race data, you know, to help our people. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We talked about that a couple months ago with Dr. Norum.
Yep.
We also have a great dancer artist. She might be the hottest out of Toronto. We have Fanique. She's a songwriter and a dancer artist. So we had a great interview with her as well. We'll feature some of her music. And friend of the show, Svens Telemach, who'll be coming on after 8:30. He's an author, speaker, and spoken word artist. He has a new podcast coming out for those in jail. So it's like an in-and-out prison kind of podcast. You know, we're going to hear some stories behind the bars.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about that. So that's going on. But, you know, Montreal, we got to start with the dismay. There's a lot of news. Kanye is opening up a school, so I'm very excited. There's a lot of good things to talk about this morning. So let's start out right here. So a few people are pissed that there's going to be a Black Ariel. So non-white actors have been playing Disney characters for a while now. And totally killing this, on July 3rd, Disney announced that actor Halle Bailey has been cast as Ariel in an upcoming live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. So for those that know Halle Berry, she's from Grown-ish, and she's a singer. And she's also the protege of Beyonce.
Yep.
So I saw these memes online. They had the Little Mermaid with the chains on, all kind of craziness. Yo, some white people are really mad about this. It's crazy.
I told you.
You know, we played the clip from Trevor Noah. It's literally a fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a fictional character.
But mm-hmm. Well, we spoke about this last week about how white people are oppressed when it comes to Black folks.
The hashtag is reading Not My Ariel. Started trending on social media with Twitter users arguing that the casting isn't true to the story and it's offensive and discriminatory to redheads. Man, everybody mad.
Everybody, the gingers are mad.
I don't understand. You know, Will Smith has played the genie for Disney. Regina King has played the fairy godmother. Mm-hmm. Everyone's 1997 Cinderella was mostly an eclectic cast of people. So it's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing Disney has changed over a leaf. I think the granddaughter's running it now.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, listen, man.
Gotta open it up.
Listen. I'm looking at the numbers. It's been over 70 years of Disney movies that feature primarily white characters. I think having a little bit of color ain't going to hurt nobody.
Nope.
And like Trevor Noah said, y'all thought Finding Nemo was a white. He spent the whole movie looking for his father. That meme was funny, though.
Was funny.
How the white Ariel actually knew her father. But her father looks kind of light-skinned, like he could be Drake's dad or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. Oh, man.
We going there this morning.
You know, Disney has created, you know, once I said, Disney has created 49 films from 1937 to 2009 before delivering their first Black princess with Tiana. So Black girls have watched an entire catalog, never seen themselves for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all mad over one Black. And Halle Berry is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter Her has been tapped to play beloved Disney princess Belle. And you know, this is funny because Her is mad reclusive. How are you gonna play a Disney character? You'll think to yourself Disney characters are more friendly and more open and, you know, more accessible to people. That is not Her.
That is not Her.
That is not Her at all. But she's doing one of my favorite Disney movies, which is Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're like me, Lan, but when no matter what I watch, not just this movie, I convert all movies into black characters. Like for me, Star Wars is a black movie. You know, Han Solo, he went to the galaxy delivering spices and herbs. He's a weed dealer.
Yeah, there you go.
The Millennium Falcon is this big white ship. It's a Cadillac.
Yeah,
I turn all movies into black characters in my mind.
I see that.
In my mind. One of my favorite movies is Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
But when I think about Beauty and the Beast, it's like a light-skinned girl trying to buy her man some Jordans, and he's a ruffian. I think about Wager and Shad back in their early 90s. But I look at Beauty and the Beast as a black movie. What is your favorite Disney movie? You know, and you have kids, so you probably watch a million of them joints.
Well, I'm going to go really old, but my favorite one, which is a classic, Fantasia.
Oh, you like Fantasia?
I like Fantasia because of the music, the theatrics, the cinematography of it. That's the reason why I liked it, for a whole different reason.
Anybody talk about Fantasia enough? No, you just like because it's a Russian movie, no? Or is that Anastasia?
Anastasia is Russian.
That Anastasia movie must be the longest Disney movie of all time.
It is.
And let me tell you something. Quietest Kept, you know, this has been running around for a while. The R&B dudes in entertainment might be more G than the rapper guys. You know, apparently Tory Lanez put hands on August Alsina. You know, so basically the whole story, what they're saying is that Augustine is saying that, you know, he bumped into Tory at a concert with, and I was laughing to myself, like, God damn. Where's August Alsina performing? Who is paying August Alsina to sing?
I don't even know. I was confused.
It's crazy. So apparently Tory Lanez's crew and his crew bucked into each other, and August Alsina hailed up everybody, but he didn't dap Tory Lanez, and Tory Lanez took offense to that. August is saying that he didn't tap up Tory because, hey, listen, when the whole thing, when Entanglement came out with the Jada thing, Tory was very expressive. He's like, okay, I'm thinking dude's not messing with me. August is saying Tory was on that white girl a little bit. He was on that juicy. I put hands on him. You know what I mean? And, you know, for those that know, August has, you know, he has medical issues and things of that nature. So I'm like, why would Tory even put his hands on him? Tory's an angry dude.
Tory's putting his hands on everybody these days.
No, listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Alleged. He didn't touch Megan. That's alleged. Listen, you got to find the court document to prove that. Now, one of my favorite topics on the show, if you're new to the More Detail, is Kanye West. Now, whether you like him or not, he's a beautiful figure of imagination and creativity. So, this morning I present Kanye West. He's about to open a new school, and he says he doesn't read books. So I don't think it's okay. Does he do audiobooks? Does he have somebody read the books to him? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But he's launching a mysterious private school called Donda Academy, obviously named after his mother, Donda West. And he's still saying he doesn't read any book. His apparent long-standing refusal to read is an especially odd choice, given his new venture into education with Donda Academy in the Simi Valley of California. It's the first location he's going to open. He's thinking about opening different campuses across the country, including the Donda University. So not a lot is known about its academic offerings, but as Rolling Stone noted in a recent report, the website for the currently unaccredited school notes that students' daily schedule includes full school worship. You cool with that? Core classes of language, arts, math, and science, lunch and recess, enrichment courses including world language, visual art, film, choir, and parkour.
It's balanced. Well, it's well balanced.
Why you kid running? Next thing you know, your kid come home, he's jumping off the building, he's sliding out there. But he's a rich kid, so he can't really jump from home to home, but, you know, they'd be jumping off the roof to the pool on some Project X joint.
It's going to be interesting considering he literally just said he doesn't read any books. So, I mean, when you go to school, you have books. So I don't understand how he's going to. Maybe he might do it differently. Everybody's going to learn through listening to books, because some people don't like to read. They don't like looking at books. They don't like reading. Myself, I dip into both. I like to read, but I also like to listen to audiobooks because I can actually do things while I'm learning.
Yeah, well, you have the audiobooks running. I don't know if this is going to run, but, you know, Kanye got money. He can go on school.
Don't you
feel like Kanye, a little bit, his life is kind of like the black version of Zoolander? That's what I tell you. I flipped all the movie. Didn't Zoolander try to open a school? Wasn't Zoolander misunderstood? Wasn't Zoolander the fashion icon? Yeah. Aren't these all things that Kanye is?
Exactly.
Kanye's a real. I tell you, I turn every movie into a black movie for me personally. But the most interesting about this article, Kanye is advocating for designing a world geared more towards the elderly by replacing stairs with ramps. Mm-hmm. So Kanye wants to live in a world where we replace all stairs with ramps. And I'm a big fan of ramps. Yes, I like going down them more than going up them. But he goes, I'm really big on outlawn stairs. We can have up ramps, but not upstairs. Mm-hmm. Everything should be designed like an old folks home.
I love Kanye. So it's really hard for me when people want to throw Kanye under the bus. I'm like even with the school, for me, what it would have made sense if he would have opened up a music school, you know, to really educate people on music, because he is a musical genius, or opening up a music school and a fashion school. That would have made sense because he's also a fashion icon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that taught Kim Kardashian. He used to pick all of her clothes. He taught her how to dress because she could not dress for years. It's the truth. She became a fashion icon because of the fact that he dressed her for every event. That was his personal Barbie doll for years.
My mom's calling me now. He's trying to enrich the community. He's trying to open more schools. We need more HBCUs, historically black colleges. And if Cardi wants to open some stuff, you know, 100%. It's kind of alarming that the guy that's going to own this thing doesn't like to read. So it's going to look like it's going to be like a virtual kind of school. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists have been selling their catalogs. So Future is among the latest artists unloads Music Catalog for 8-figure deal. So that's great. So, you know, you offload that and just make new music.
Exactly.
He just made new music. Yeah. And he's like, listen, I got a whole other bag ready to go. So it's about 612 tracks. So good on Future. You know, it sounded like what's it called? I don't have them kind of problems. Sounds like some of them child support checks start coming in. He's like, you know what? Let me just off this catalog real quick. Let me play off some of these ladies. Talking about lawsuits, Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears have been cleared of the child molestation suit. So it's been dismissed. And John Doe speaks out. So the woman who sued both of them has also issued a statement saying, my family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we now know that she will never harm me or my brother or help anyone else to do anything that could harm us.
You know what that sounds like?
They got the bag on the low.
Exactly.
They got the bag on the low.
Settlement.
Now, what's not on the low, I don't know some of these trends. So there's a new cooking trend called cooking the chicken in the NyQuil. Like... Can some of y'all just learn how to cook the chicken with the seasoning first before we start adding all these stuff like NyQuil and all these other stuff? But yeah, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration saying like this is really not a good look. It can really break down your internal organs.
It's very, very dangerous. Who started that trend? Was it a black person or a white person?
That's a TikTok trend. I don't see why a black... Listen,
if a black person started that, they gonna hear my mouth. But this sounds like some... some white people-ish. I'm sorry.
So boiling medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways. So it's not a good look. The states do politics a little bit differently.
Oh, yeah.
They get mixy. I don't know if you guys heard this last week. So Florida governor used families as pawns with Martha Vineyard stunt Democrat. So Ron DeSantis sent 48 migrants to the Massachusetts island with no warning or information. He gave them a rinky-dinky map.
Yeah.
So a Democratic Republican... No, Democratic Representative Dylan Fernandez says Florida's Republican governor is a coward and a weak human being for shipping dozens of undocumented immigrants to Massachusetts Island with no warning just to make a point. So on Wednesday, 48 people, most of them Venezuelan, arrived unexpectedly on Martha's Vineyard. Imagine that. He displaced families, an island known as a vacation destination for wealthy Americans. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent it to plane loads of people from San Antonio where they landed. Many didn't know where they were. Some said they've been told they were headed to Boston and other cities to be connected with housing and jobs. So he lied to them.
Yep.
So this is part of a wider Republican strategy to send undocumented immigrants in mass out of Republican states to Democrat-led sanctuary states. Mm-hmm. This is a political move.
Yeah, it is.
This is a political move. But you're displacing people and family. This is crazy. Imagine, you're an immigrant, you come to America, and then they shift you like this without no warning, without no information. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting to use people like this.
Yeah, and then eventually what he can do is he can prolong the paperwork and not help them, and then they get deported. Well, we got them here. But, I mean, you are a governor of Florida. Why are you messing with Massachusetts? That's not even your state. So I didn't even understand that.
No, he sent them there because Massachusetts is Democratic, right? So they're going to send them to all Democrat-led states.
Is dirty.
So it's the whole battle about immigration, right? Yeah. So Republicans are against it. Democrats are on the opposite side of that. So it's like, okay, you Democrats want these immigrants, so we're going to shit them too. And DeSantis stood by the move and promised to do it again. He said the state legislature has set aside $12 million U.S. to transfer people out of the state to protect Florida.
Yeah, and then what they're going to wind up doing is deporting these people because that's what the law states. And when I first saw this, that's the first thing I went to go read the law books in the United States when it came to immigration policies and laws. So they're here. He did his part. There's a specific amount of time that immigrants are allowed to be in the United States before they get deported. And once they get deported, they'll have issues with entry. They can be banned for 5 to 10 years on re-entry into the country. Mm. So it's like, you know what? We did our part. However, the United States government did not give them their papers, so therefore they're going back. That's what they're doing. It's disgusting what they're doing to people. I come from a family of immigrants, so it really, really bothers me to see this.
Yeah, man, they do politics different in the States. This is dirty. Yeah. To put people on a plane, no food, no shelter. This is crazy, man. In other news, PK Subban announced he's going to retire from the NHL at 33.
What's he gonna do?
I knew when I seen him at the Maxim party, babe. I knew when I seen him at the Maxim party. Like, this dude don't play no more hockey, man.
He won't be
a little baby and James Harden in the club. But thank you, Subban, for all he's done for Montreal. And and especially uplifting hockey in itself, you know, showing black kids that, hey, listen, we could play this game at a high level. Now, let me tell you about some things that's not at a high level. I don't know if y'all saw this, but I'd like to hit you guys with a weird and wacky fact here in the morning before we go into our local news. So, Australian school supports teen girl identifying as a cat. I don't know if you're hearing me properly, Maddie.
Yep.
There's a school in Australia where there's a girl that wants to be identified as a cat.
Yeah.
And they're going to allow her to act like a feline. Mm. So, a teenage girl in Australia is reportedly allowed to act like a feline during her classes. Deemed phenomenally bright, the young girl identifies herself as a cat, according to the Herald Sun. The private school seemingly has no objection to her being nonverbal as long as it doesn't create any distraction for her fellow classmates. So, she's licking the top of her paw and making cat noises in the back and sitting on all fours on the chair. So, I want to identify something, too. I want to identify as a speaker box. I want to be a speaker box. I just want to go around just yelling stuff. Do you want to identify as something else, Lambo? Since we could just arbitrarily just choose to be stuff now. Like, I don't know. What is the checklist to be able to identify as a cat?
No, but you can, because people are identifying different gender roles now, you can identify as anything. But identifying as a cat, I mean, to each their own. If it what makes her happy, I mean, what can I say? You know, I'm all for identifying in whatever you identify as. You know, as I have a non-binary daughter, queer son, they're open. I represent a lot of the, you know, non-binary communities. You know, and people don't want to stick to certain gender roles. Like, I personally believe, like, even with my brand, I don't have categories for genders because I believe fashion shouldn't have a gender or a label.
No.
But this is a little bit strange. It's odd. And it's going to open up the floodgates, the Pandora's box, for people to identify as some really weird things.
Well, when I was watching the show, there's a show on TLC when people are in love with different objects.
Yeah.
And the girl is in love with the Ferris wheel. I said, okay, this is a cognitive thing. I'm not saying it's an issue. People can identify whatever they want to identify. Yeah. We want everybody to have a good time. It is a little bit, it does come off a little bit uncommon.
Yeah.
Like, you want to identify as a cat. Like, just say you really like cats.
Yeah.
Just get more cats. But, like, you literally want to be in a social setting and you want to purr and lick the top of your hat.
I wonder
you're not born a cat.
I wonder if she eats cat food at home and is on all fours. Like, I want to know if she's really identifying 100%. I mean, if you're going to identify as something, I want to see if she's going all in or if it's just for, because that's the difference. We have to figure out when something is just for show. Or for attention, or if you're really
living
like that.
Okay, so I
want to
identify as a sports car. I want to run around the city, vroom, 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 taking in my car and just bumping into people. Sorry, I'm a sports car. I want to identify as a sports car. What is the checklist if you want to do? If I want to identify as different things, what is the checklist? Just let me know. I want anybody to do what they want to do. A lot of people told me when I was sitting out with my news team, they say you might want to touch this man. You know, the people with the gender roles. I'm talking about people identifying as cat. If you want to identify your different gender, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
I want anybody to be who they want to be.
Exactly.
I just want to know, if I want to identify as a sports car, what are the checklists for me to do that? And how do I get people to recognize me like they recognize this girl being a cat?
That's actually a very good question. We need to dig deeper in that, because I love things like this. We're going to need to dig deeper.
It's filthy. I'll let you guys know right now. Our feature product of the week here, Shondell just got these Jordan 3s. Things looking right. You know, it costs you a little bit above $4. But, you know, it's either you could get it here or you could wait forever on StockX. So come on down to DG Kicks, 6714 Field. And you can find it online too, DGKicks.com. You can follow them on IG, DG_Kicks. The Jordan 3 is looking nice, looking shiny on the screen. We're live on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook. We're on everything, Detour 514. We still have Susie Q coming up after 8 o'clock. We got Sven's telling Matt coming up at 8:30. We're going to play 2 songs. When we come back, let's do some local news. Like, you know, let's break up the nastiness a little bit here. You know, Lambo's over here trying to identify as a Starbucks coffee here. Trying to be popping fresh. Do we have foam on top? Are you a venti?
No.
Do I put some cinnamon rocks on it?
No.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna identify as a bottle of champagne.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. You want to be slick and bubbly. It's the Morning Detour. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Keep it locked, man.
Yeah. This is supposed to be easy. Danny laying breezy, but it's Gucci versus Jeezy. A lot of awkward moments, couple wacky homies. We supposed to be a team, we are not opponents. 3 things, disrespect, I do not condone it. I ain't with the sucker shit and I don't rock with rodents. I've been getting Krispy Kreme, no, not the donuts. You knew what you signed up for, plus you got the bonus. Keep it real, you live an easy life. How many years I've been passing you the keys and ice? Should have been by my side like peas and rice. But you still wanna cross me, Jesus Christ. Some
things I can handle, some things I take to God. I leave it in his hands, but I still take the raw. You got the real thing, but you wanna fake a saw. It can all be so simple, but you rather make it hard. Could've went alone, but I'd rather take the squad. Could be on a boat with some half-naked bras. Could ball in LA like a Laker guard. Rather plant money trees than go and rake the yard. Grass cut low, snakes still gon' sliver. Cold world, even with a coat, you still gon' shiver. It ain't the stab in the back that put the hole in your life. It be when you turn around and see who holding a knife. Wow, shoulda knew you was a pachanga. Screaming gang, gang, I knew you wasn't a banger. You ain't with the set, nah, you ain't one of the members. Convenient amnesia, you don't wanna remember.
Music. Top 10. Na 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 na. Me no give up, I don't give up, but rumors. I would do some with girl committee. We take back a month from city to city. Me no need makeup, feel look pretty. I know my fault, semi bond with it. That's how a girl do it. Something a real life, no fake on the gram. Yeah, me walk post it. That's how a girl do it. Hear the nails, the money in a purse, they put in a Fendi. That's how a girl do it. Attitude top, not trying to adapt. Me no take up chat. That's how a girl do it. Run with a waist, boy. I just saw a girl do it. Try no send me if I got blessed. Everything bow me right, so any man me walk left. Tell her try just for impress. Feel me look good, it come natural. Tell me how the best. Me money tall like it's a Mount Everest. Me no run down man, we drive up markets. Through me life nice, girl, them ever vex. Full enough gold, like me a treasure chest. Me a act down, my skin clean, never burn up. Me work hard for things, this I know how we come up. If a girl think she bad, then try run up. Me miss you warm, me strap up, so I can't do it. Stunting a real life, no fake on the gram. Yeah, me walk bossy, that's how a girl do it. Hear the nails, the money in a purse, they put in a Fendi. That's how a girl do it. Attitude top, not trying to adapt. Me no take back chat, that's how a girl do it. Run with a waist, boy, I just
yeah, I just got this message. I got a new one for you, Lambo. Mm. Do you identify as rich?
No.
Money side, baby. Montreal, my city, you are locked into the best morning show in the country. We are polarizing. We are controversial. Just like the weather is getting cold. Ah, it's a struggle just to breathe. Mm. Being in Montreal is the most beautiful thing in the world. I don't care if no other province likes us. We have the best poutine. We have the best collection of women. We can give you a Lambo that's electric. We give you a Porsche that can go into the sky. This is the morning detour. Let's do a little bit of news. You know, we're turning into Baltimore or something over here. I don't know what's going
Chicago.
On. You know, I'm in Chicago. It's Chirac here. It's Montreal Rock. I don't know what's happening here. But man killed and two others injured in a shooting in downtown Montreal. And I'm surprised, you know, they really did this in front of the Bell Center. That's mm-hmm. like them shooting up right in front of Trump Towers or something in New York. This is crazy. Who does this? It's like shooting them in front of Madison Square Garden. Like, this is the hub. This is a police station right around the corner.
It doesn't make any sense.
So, Montreal police say one man has died and two others were seriously injured in a shooting downtown on Tuesday evening. Gunshots were fired towards a vehicle shortly after 8 p.m. in front of the Bell Center at the corner of De La Montagne and Saint Anton Streets. That's probably the craziest McDonald's in the world, that one right there. Police say they did not locate any victim at the scene when they arrived, but finally found him nearly a kilometer away in front of the George Vanier Metro Station. So, a 21-year-old man dead was confirmed at George Vanier Metro Station, and then another one, a 20-year-old victim, was taken to the hospital in critical condition, while the third man suffered injuries to his lower body. No arrests have been made. Investigators have not yet met with the two injured men as of Wednesday morning. So that's what they're trying to do out here, man.
It's crazy that we're having drive-by shootings. It doesn't make any sense.
And of course, same old staple, stop ignoring systemic racism in healthcare. Indigenous groups tells Legault. In the leaders' debate last couple nights ago, François Legault of the Coalition Avenir Québec, the CAQ, dismissed any suggestion that systemic racism exists in Quebec and said problems at the Joliet Hospital where Joyce Echoquan, I definitely messed up, I apologize, died in 2020 were resolved. Now, the resolution that he's talking about, and I spoke about this a couple weeks ago, they have forced this mandatory Aboriginal... like online workshop thing, takes about an hour and a half to do, and across the board, everyone that works at the hospital had to do this, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to do this, Joy, and they're like, "Okay, this is great." So it's a whole bunch of videos and questions, and you know, you have Aboriginal people talking about their language and their history and the culture. But you know, I asked myself, minority workers, visible minority workers at the hospital shouldn't have to do this. It's like, you're giving me training to better treat myself.
Exactly.
Black people didn't kill Joyce.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nope. Black people didn't kill Joyce. I mean, for those who don't know, Echaquan is the 37-year-old Ati Kamwe. I apologize if I messed it up. Woman who took to Facebook Live to broadcast her shocking final moments in a Joliet hospital as the staff tormented her with insults and mockery. So that's what they're trying to do here. There's a hurricane coming. Let's pray for Nova Scotia, because that's our dirty south. So Nova Scotians are urged to prepare for Hurricane Fiona as powerful storms loom. And I think we might get a little taste of that Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I love me a good storm, my Lambo. I love me a good high-powered winds. I love to see some of you West Island pink cool horns flying in the sky. You know what I mean? Those less rich people, we love when you guys get flooded. You know, they will never say it to your face. We love flooded. When you guys get flooded in the West Side. Nobody going to say it to your face. A little water ain't hurt you.
It obviously doesn't, because when there's a storm, the last bad storm that we had a couple weeks ago, I was swimming in my pool in the middle of the night.
Did you lose lights the other day? I love when you lose lights.
Why do you like when I lose lights?
I'll tell you a great question. I want you to walk around your house in the dark, bumping into all the shit you got.
But I've done that. When I used to live in the hood, I came up. I used to bump into shit all the time.
Using up your good battery on your phone. I want you to bump into stuff here. Very disgusting stuff going on here in the daycares here, man. I thought having a dollar daycare was a great stuff, but man, there's some bad daycare workers apparently. There's certain, Chris Rock has his famous joke. He goes, there's certain jobs that there's certain professions in the world that you just can't be bad at. Doctor, police, daycare worker. Makes sense to me. So daycare worker has been found guilty of assaulting 4 children. And the crazy thing, they had this on video. She went ham on these kids. So a daycare worker who pleaded guilty to assaulting 4 children under her care in Villeray testified at her sentencing hearing on Thursday that she never did it to cause them harm. The way she was hitting them kids is like it was going out of style. Like she was in medieval times. So on May 3rd, El Hameini pleaded guilty to 5 counts of assault. She admitted to having assaulted one of the children twice. The abuse included slaps to the face, tapping on the head, and pulling hair. The children were around 2 years old at the time. Now, I'm not against, you know, beating your own kids. Mm-hmm. But it does get dicey when your kid goes to another establishment or goes to an institution to get looked after while you're at work. I'm not really down with daycare workers beating my kid like that. Especially 2-year-old, you know, kids that are 2, you're slapping them in the face, tapping on the head, pulling on the hair. And you can tell already, you know, you can speak a little bit more to your parent, Lambo. These kids are a little bit more fragile the way we were built and the way we came up. So any little deviation as they come up in their early childhood development is going to mess them up. Listen, that therapy bill is going to be a lot for those kids.
Well, they need to have more policies. Like I shared with you, Constantine, when he was going to daycare, there was a daycare near my house, the home daycare. He was We didn't understand. We were bringing him to school. Then all of a sudden, we noticed he was getting very petrified, like to the point that something was up. And because he had special needs at the time, he couldn't speak on, you know, what he was going through. But I kind of put 2 and 2 together, and I confronted her, the husband, because it was a home daycare, and I confronted them for what I was paying too. I was like, you know what? This ain't it. I literally went in on her. But I went through this also with my older son. He was going to a daycare downtown, and I was like, okay, maybe downtown's going to be good because I'm going to be working around downtown.
Right.
And I had him there, and he came home with bite marks, but adult bite marks on his body. He was about 3 years old.
Who bites a little kid?
So I came to the school, and I came to the daycare, and I showed the arms. I said, whose teeth do I have to knock out who bit my child? I literally went off, you know? My mom was there with me holding my son.
Right.
And I went off. I remember grabbing the director by the scruff of her shirt. Mm. And I'm like, you're going to tell me who bit my child, because I'm going to knock all their teeth out, or I'm going to pull them out one by one. Because if you're going to fight somebody, you're going to fight somebody your own size. So daycare workers, first of all, they should have psychological evaluation to take care of other people and other people's children. The government should have more restrictions on who can open a daycare or have a home daycare. There should be licensing fees that you have to pay. And you should have your own insurances. It should be like any other business. When you have a business in Quebec, you have to register. You have to get business insurance. There's so many things you have to go through. There should be background checks on every single person that wants to open up a daycare and take care of children. And you know what? It is to open a home daycare, it's like nothing. You just open it, you register with the government, and then they start subsidizing you. You fill out a couple forms.
They only gave a 10-month prison term. How do you feel about that?
That's disgusting.
Only 10 months?
That's disgusting.
We gotta do better, man. Our penal system is all over the place here, man. I'll become a judge one day, see how that shakes off. Now, I've been doing the show for 4 years, and about a couple weeks, we're gonna be celebrating our 4-year anniversary, and no story has touched my heart No story has hit me to my core. No, forget about all the racism. Forget about all the police brutality. Forget about all the inequality for the teachers. Forget about how we treat our nurses and our doctors. The most disgusting thing about Montreal, and I don't care. You know, the SPCA can come for me. They can cancel me. All you dog lovers out there, y'all can definitely come for me. The most disgusting thing about our city is about to happen. Montreal Metro to welcome dogs on board starting October 15th. It's going to smell like a sweat mess of disgustingness on the Metro. Thank God I never take the Metro again. I don't care if I lose all my cars. I will walk to all my destinations if I take the Metro. The Metro's already nasty as it is. Every year they come out with this report about the Metro. Didn't they say that the Metro, the bars, the handle on the Metro is more dirty than your toilet? Like, the amount of feces and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. It's like people just walk around just tossing cum on the Metro rails. I don't know what's going on. But Montreal's underground public transit system has gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
This is a headline. This is the
Listen, I'm a dog lover, but I don't agree with this.
No, hold on. So canine companions will be permitted on the Metro starting October 15th as part of a new pilot project. Now, I always tell you guys on the show, watch the verbiage. It's a new pilot project, so like, okay, we're going to try it out. If it don't work, we're not going to do it the more, or this is this a mandate? Like, what's going on?
No, it's a pilot project, just like they did with the body cams on the officers. It was a BS pilot project, and then they took it away.
The animals are still not allowed on buses yet. However, but let me give you some stuff here. There's some rules to this game to have your dogs on the Metro. So dogs can only be on board during off-peak hours, and they must be leashed, obviously. They can enter the Metro from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then again from 7 p.m. from Monday to Friday. They are also allowed to ride the subway on weekends and on holidays. Look at that, dogs on the Metro on the holidays, because that's really important. Commuters must muzzle their furry friend as soon as they enter any station. Like, it's amazing to me, like I got to tell you, you got to muzzle your dog before you go on the Metro, where about a million people take every day, but that's neither here nor there. And they must keep a firm grip on the leash, keeping the dog within 1.25 meters. I don't know who's walking around with a ruler, but I don't know how this goes. So, one dog can accompany each public transit user. Dogs are not allowed to sit on the seats or benches on either the Metro or station platforms. So your dog is not to be like, they treat the dog like they treat black people back in the 60s. You can't sit down here. So you think they're going to be able to control a dog from sitting on the seat? Imagine you go on the Metro. You go on the Metro, Barry, you come, and you see two dogs in that little three-seater. How are you going to feel, Lambo? It doesn't smell like a hot chihuahua. It's going to be a mess.
As you know, I have two dogs. I'm a dog lover. First of all, they're not going to let my pit bull in the Metro. I can already tell you that. They're not going to allow it, okay? So you pit bull
Your dog
lovers?
Looks scary. That's why they won't let it on. If your dog has an angry face, I don't want him to be on the Metro. I'm judging all you. Listen.
But I don't agree. I'm a dog lover, and I don't agree with this. Unless you're somebody who's blind or has a certain service animal, you should not have your dog on the Metro.
I'm not against the service animal.
That's what
Lambo.
I'm saying. I know you're not against the service animal, but I'm against having dogs on the train. Okay, I understand if you have a little poochie dog that you can't keep at home, your little purse dog, fine, okay, because they're little fragile dogs. I used to have one. But having, I'm glad I don't take public transportation anymore, but to have your dogs come onto the Metro, a whole bunch of them, and we already know we have some dirty people out there, and there's some people out there that don't wash their dogs. We wash our dogs religiously.
Wash their dogs.
We even have doggy perfume for our dogs, but not everybody's like that.
Look at the bouginess. Look at the bouginess.
Because I don't like the smell of wet dog.
Can you smell identifying as rich? Can you smell the heated pool from across the airways? All right, man. Listen,
it's too much,
McGill
man.
Students, not McGill. Dawson students are mad. They had a Dawson debate, and the CAC and the PQ didn't come. They don't care about you guys.
They don't.
They don't care about English.
No.
I'll tell you guys what the numbers are. They don't care.
Yeah.
And so the two parties were notably absent. They don't care.
Yeah, they're showing that they don't care, so go out and vote.
At least the CAC replied and declined to participate. The PQ didn't even bother to answer their invitation.
Of course.
In January, the CAC shelved Dawson's $100 million expansion project, opting to prioritize French schools instead. So, you know, you would think you're going to hold back some of my funding. Mm. Come talk to the kids a little bit. Let me know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. You don't care. Well, good news. Canada's ending requirements for COVID-19 vaccines arrive at border as of September 30th. So the last of Canada's COVID-19 border restrictions will disappear at the end of this month with the expiry of a cabinet order affecting mandatory vaccinations, testing, and quarantine of international travelers. Mm-hmm. So that expiry also spells the end of insisting travelers use their ArriveCan app to input their vaccine status and test results, though the app will live on as an optional tool for customs and immigration. We don't like that tool. That tool feels like a whole bunch of tracing thing. But anyway, they could trace me my phone name. I ain't got nothing to hide. It doesn't yet deal with whether passengers must wear masks on domestic and international trains and planes because that rule is contained in a separate order issued by the Minister of Transport. Mm-hmm. So the change means international travelers will no longer have to prove they're fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Under the current rule, Canadians returning to the country who aren't vaccinated must show a negative COVID-19 test result before arriving and undergo further testing after arrival. They must also quarantine for 14 days. Foreigners who aren't vaccinated are simply banned from Canada unless they fall into specific categories such as airliner or board crew members, those who need essential medical treatment, diplomats, and temporary foreign workers.
Now, we have to make this clear because, you know, a lot of people are going to listen to this and say, oh, it means I can go travel to the States. Listen, States has their own policies. And, you know, somebody's going to listen to because you know how people are. OK,
you have to understand where you're going and read up and research.
Exactly.
The rules and regulations of the because you don't want to get stuck in the country.
But this is for Canada. So people who want to come back and visit us, you know, because
identifies
tourism,
a passport now.
What's the other card? You know the other card? I can identify as that one.
Good thing you mentioned. I do want to talk about that. We don't have the time today, but I want to talk about the world passport because I listened to Drink Champs the other day and Talib Kweli and Mos Def was talking about that. Like, how come they don't talk about that more? You know there's a world passport.
Yeah, there is. Well, because when I was in Africa, they even have an ECOWAS passport, which is a part of the international passport that I had to be able to... And ECOWAS is to be able to travel throughout all of the trades of Africa. So you can go through Africa with it. Because, you know, if you're from Nigeria and you're trying to go to Ghana, you have to have... you have to get your visa. Mm. So you can't just go in. But if you have the ECOWAS passport, it allows you to go freely anywhere in Africa across. But we do have an international passport that nobody's discussing, just like there is an international driver's license, because when I lived in Paris, I had the international driver's license.
Well, I like that license. Yeah, I know about that. But yeah, we're gonna talk more about that. And, you know, also the fact that Mozart was black. I got so much tidbits about. Listen, I'm a big Neil deGrasse fan. You guys have really got to watch Neil deGrasse. Oh my gosh, man. Neil deGrasse is a black astrophysicist and he knows a lot of stuff.
He does.
And the more you watch him, the more smarter you feel. And that's how I feel. It's just great stuff. Neil deGrasse, I love him.
Amazing.
But keep it locked. The Morning Detour. Coming up next, we have an interview with Toronto dancehall artist Phanique. I think she looks like she related to Shinsia. She's just great. Beautiful girl. Great music. Great interview. Lambo and her sat down. They chatted up. And Suze Q is coming up later in the show. And his friends Telemax. So, yeah. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. Follow us online. Detour 504. YouTube. Twitch. I think we're on something else. We're on Facebook as well. Yes. I always forget Facebook.
Everywhere.
The Jordan 3 might have to go home with me. You know how you do things. DJ Matty, bring me in.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Chez Élections Québec, on note que les gens votent de moins en moins. Alors pour inverser la tendance, on fait l'inverse de ce qu'on ferait normalement. Normalement, on aurait fait un beau grand discours réfléchi sur l'importance de la démocratie. Mais pour faire l'inverse, on va vous dire un tout petit mot, pas du tout réfléchi, qui n'a pas rapport avec la démocratie. Marin Gouin. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
I like how this feel in the morning. I like how this feel in the morning. Now, shout out to all you mothers out there that listen to the morning show. While y'all get the kids ready, this is a mature morning show. The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon Chase on Lambo solely that number does not reflect upon CKT or McGill University. But let me tell you, it's a great time. It's the morning detour. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Detour 514. I just want to bump with you a little bit. I'm thinking about doing my own comedy show. I'm thinking about doing 10 minutes. Weezy intimate night with Weezy and Lambo. We just want to talk to you about. We just want to rant for 2 hours. Lambo was talking about bumping into shit and identifying as being rich. I'll promise you, you do not want to be neighbors with Lambo. She's bougie and she'll take over your whole backyard. And she makes a lot of noise. So, this is how we do things. If your water's not clean, you're probably living in the West Island. That's not my fault. But it's the morning detour. It's my CKT 9.3 FM. Let's bump to it. It's a good vibe this morning. You know how we do things. Donda School. I'm going to the Kanye School. I promise you, I'm going to be a teacher there. I'm in the building. Make sure you give us some donations to CKT Community Show. It's about to be real in here. Lambo in the building. She bumping in the dark though. Hydro.
Let me make up for the time I miss. Been around the world, I take you on my next trip. When I pull up, I'ma slide like this. Do your two-step, I do mines like this. AP your wrist, girl, ain't no better time than this. G5, it ain't no flyer than this. Crocodile Birkin, I did it for Steve Irwin. Whatever it takes to get you back, girl, I put the work in just.
Ain't no way you wanna go. Make believe in reality. Don't slide on me, baby, it's really feeling me. Like you feel it, the energy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Montreal. This is The Morning Detour. Welcome. And this is your girl, Lambo. And today we have recording artist, queen of the six, dance hall, dance hall artist, amazing lady, Phanique. Welcome
hey guys,
to the
how
show.
You doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
Being a part of the show. Now, Phanique, I have a lot of questions for you because I am all about female empowerment. I listened to all of your songs. I went to watch all of your videos and I was like, this is a baddie right here who is inspiring and encouraging women. Like, I liked your song, Make Me Feel. I was like, wow, she just
That's one of my faves.
Really? Listen, yeah. That was my fave. I was like, she just wants us women to feel good, feel empowered. So what I wanted to ask you this morning is, how did you get into music?
So, you know, actually it was my mom who, you know, started it out for me to do professionally. You know, growing up, I was always listening to music. I came from a musical household where we're always doing karaoke. You know, music is always playing. Back home in Jamaica, you know, I was in the school choir. And, you know, music has just always been something that I can use to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 2 years ago. I did a little freestyle. My mom heard it. And she's like, wait, where has this talent been hiding? So then she just kickstarted it off for me right there. And that's how I started.
What got you into music? How did you get started? Like, you just gave us a brief description, but what got you into music? What was your inspiration to really say, you know what, I'm going to become like the queen of the six, dance hall recording artist?
It was when my confidence built, because like I said, like I always loved music, you know, it was something that I always did, but as fun, I didn't see it like I can do it professionally, because I think at the time I lacked that confidence. But, you know, after doing it, I released my first song and I see that, like, you know, everybody's going crazy. They're loving it. I was like, okay, you know, maybe I can actually do this. And over time, you know, each song, my confidence kept growing and growing. And I just realized, like, this is my passion. Like, when I hit the studio, it's such a joy. Like, I just get excited. I just feels comfortable. It just feels natural. So I just know that this is a passion for me. Because, you know, actually, there's a saying I used to say to my mom. I'm like, Mom, why can't I? What's my passion? Like, what am I good at? Because my mom can literally do every and anything. I'm like, no, like, what's my passion? And then eventually, you know, I realized that this is my passion.
And isn't it something when it's your passion, you don't, it doesn't feel like work. You just, it's so easy, right?
Listen, it doesn't.
Your music is absolutely amazing. Like I said, I'm like low key. I'm like, let me stalk her. Let's see what's going on. I love the fact that you're so empowering. What I do love, like I'm listening to you now speak and you have this like light, airy, fluid voice. And then, but when you get into chanting your dance already, yes. That voice just changes, girl. You're like, boom, here it is. Who inspires you musically?
Oh, I have so many. You know, it goes back from Lady Petra, Lady Saw. We can do the more modern Spice, you know, Shensia. On the male side, Vybz Kartel, Dexta Dabs. The list goes on for me. I feel like since I started music, I realized like the challenges that they have to face. It doesn't matter whether they release a song that people don't like. You know, I feel like they all have strengths that I can like take and study, because it's not just about learning, you know, the writing the songs and stuff. It's about actually learning about music and the business side of music. So I would say I'm inspired by everybody. Honestly, it sounds so cliche, but like I can learn from each and every artist, honestly.
And that's amazing. The fact that you're humble to say, you know what, I'm willing to learn. I'm open. Listen, all the artists you mentioned, I love all of them, from the old school I grew up listening to the new school. Because let me tell you something, I used to go to all the bashment parties, the dance hall parties, you know. So for me, that's what I love. I love that dance hall is such an expression of self, you know.
Yeah.
And you can empower yourself as a woman in dance hall. Now, tell me more about your new single, because I went to go listen to your new single and I was like, yes, this is going to be my new track of the year.
So my new single, Balance. So when I was writing that song, I wanted to write a song where, just like you talk about the bashment parties, when people go to the parties and the song starts playing, it's like they just want to get up and dance. The girls want to bubble them waist, you know, wind up. I was like, that's what I wanted. I wanted something that still brought the hardcore dancehall, but kind of like my type of flair on it, because like my style is kind of like smooth. So I kind of showed my versatility in there a little bit. You know, I got down and deep, but then I had the little smooth parts to it. So that's what I wanted. And honestly, this song has been stirring up a storm. This is also one of my favorites too. I think I surprised myself with this one.
You did amazing. That was like, I listened to your tracks. I was like, yes, you know, you're beautiful. You're talented. And what I love about you, I'm going to give you your flowers, girl, because I love to give women their flowers. It's important that we do that for one another.
Yes, it is.
What I really love about you is that when reading about you and getting to understand you as a woman, you know, aside from a recording artist, that you really want to inspire women. So what is the takeaway you want women to have when they listen to your music?